This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's off, I don't see you. Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. What is the first thing people are going to be questioned about on the Day of Judgment? In terms of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is it? Salah, right? What about in terms of the rights that you owe to people? What is the first thing people are going to be questioned about on the Day of Judgment? What did the Prophet ﷺ say? Ad-dima. If you hurt somebody physically. If you shed the blood of someone. So that will be the first thing you're going to be accountable for, and you're going to be questioned about. Did you hurt anyone physically? Have you caused a person, innocent person, blood to be spilled and so on? So that's the first question. Now what about murdering somebody then? That's a serious thing. It's a serious thing. When it comes to the major sins after the shirk, associated parties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes being undutiful to your parents, and then after that comes actually hurting someone, basically murdering somebody, and of course unjustly all of the time, it's a murder. But now let's hear this hadith about someone. He didn't just kill one individual. I mean, he puts all serial killers to shame. Let's hear this hadith, this story, inshallah ta'ala. Hadith number 20 from Riyad al-Salihin on the subject of tawbah and repentance. An Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala wa rada, anna Nabiya Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal. So the Messenger of Allah says, qala kana fi man kana qablakum rajulun qatala 99 nafsa. The Messenger of Allah said, there was a man from among the people, the nations before you, who killed 99 people. 99 souls, innocent souls. Can you imagine? And when we talk about serial killers, how many? 10, 20, 30? This guy, he killed 99 persons. I mean, how far people can go before we start feeling remorseful in that moment? Like, don't they at least have a wake-up call? So this man had his wake-up call after 99 innocent people. Like, again, he puts every serial killer we know to shame in this regard. So he goes, and then after that, he had that moment, awakening moment. He's now realizing this is wrong. That wrongdoing is now eating him up. He's unable to live with that guilt of ending the life of 99 innocent people. But what did he do? فَسَأَلَ عَنْ أَعْلَمِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ فَدُلَّ عَلَى رَاهِبٍ. So he asked. He asked to start inquiring about the most learned person on earth, like in that land. Who is the most learned person in terms of in matters of faith and matters of God? Like, I want someone who can teach me about God. Who is that person? So he started inquiring and asking, and then he was told that person. He was sent to a rahib, a monk, someone who has dedicated his life for the worship of God. He spent all his days and nights and years to the worship of God. So he went to him. فَقَالَ لَهُ إِنَّهُ قَتَلَ 99 نَفْسًا. He told him about his story. He goes, look, I've killed 99 people. And it's eating me up. I can't live anymore with this guilt. فَهَلْ لِي مِن تَوْبَةً. Is there any hope for me? Like, can I find hope with God? Will God ever accept me if I repent to him? So this man, what did he say? He said, 99 people? Of course not. قَالَ لَا. No, you're done. So, now, I know, here's the thing. This man who dedicated all his life for worship, right? Day and night, all his years, completely in seclusion to the worship of God. In his own analogy, now this guy after 99 souls, killing 99 people, you want to repent and you want to come with me to Jannah? You want to make yourself equal to me? So he made that kind of personal comparison, and to him doesn't make any sense. He goes, of course not. How dare you even try to repent to God? So this man, now losing hope, what did he do? Finished him. He made him 100 right now. Like, if I'm done, I'm doomed completely, then why stopping? He got upset with this guy, and he just killed him. Subhanallah. Like, he provoked him, so he killed him. But then after some time, it just didn't settle with him very well. He started inquiring again. He started asking again. قَالَ ثُمَّ سَأَلَ عَنْ أَهْلِمْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. He asked, okay, who's next? Who's... Find me somebody else. So he was told, yeah, there is this man, Rajulun Alim. Not Rahib anymore. He's not just a monk. No, that's a scholar. Someone who's very well educated in the matters of faith and deen. Because go to this person, he could answer you. فَذَهَبْ إِلَيْهِ فَقَالَ إِنَّهُ قَتَلَ مِئَةَ نَفْسِ He said, look, I've killed 100 people. And I'm guilty. I know that. Is there any hope for me? Can I repent to God? فَقَالَ لَهُ الرَّجُلُ قَالَ نَعَمْ وَمَا يَحُولُ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَبَيْنَ التَّوْبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ Who can stop you from repenting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course not. You can. The doors are open for you. So he gave him hope, obviously. But he gave him also another advice. He said, however, this land of yours is not good. Like there is so many things happening over here. It could keep gravitate you and pull you back to the old habits and old ways. Which means you probably have bad friends, bad memories, bad places that you go to and you could remind you what you've done and so on. So there's so much bad happening in this town. قال ولكن انطلق إلى بلدة كذا وكذا إلى أرض كذا وكذا فإن بها أناسا يعبدون الله فاعبدوا الله معهم. You better move from this town, go such and such town, farther away, and in that town you'll find people who are worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal. You better go and worship God with them. You go and worship Allah Subhanahu wa Taala with them. So this man, and he told him, قال ولا ترجع إلى أرضك هذه فإنها أرض سوء. Don't you ever come back here because this is a bad place for you. Not good for you. Which is a reminder to all of us, a jama'ah. If you know that working in one place or going to a certain place that always makes you fall into the haram, into wrongdoing, then stop going there. Save yourself. Stay away from that place. فَقَالَ فَانْطَلَقْ So this man, he immediately didn't even hesitate. He grabbed his stuff and he starts going towards that town. On the way, حَتَّى إِذَا انْتَصَفَ الطَّرِيقِ أَتَاهُ الْمَوْتِ On the way, halfway through that journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he died. So he's not yet there, and he barely left that bad land or that town. What do you think this happened to this man? Now, obviously, people would argue about this. Well, look, he killed 100 people. He didn't do anything good yet. And others, they say, look, he left all this behind. And he's starting fresh with God. His heart was in the right place. His heart was already in the right place. Coming back to God. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arsala al-malaika. So the angels going down there to pick his soul and take him basically. قَالَ فَاخْتَصَمَتْ فِيهِ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَمَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابِ The angels of mercy and the angels of torment, now they're debating among themselves, who is going to take this soul and where is it going to go? Is it going to go to heavens and paradise? Or is it going to be doomed to hell? Where do we register him? What do we do? فَاخْتَصَمُوا So they were arguing. فَقَالَتْ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةِ The angels of mercy, they said, جَاءَ تَائِبًا مُقْبِلًا He was coming to Allah subhanahu. He was coming with full, you know, his heart is to repent and he's coming to God. وَقَالَتْ مَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابِ As for the angels of torment, they say, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ خَيْرًا قَطْ Like, what are you talking about? He didn't do anything good. All his life was bad. So how is he going to be now saved in that moment? فَأَتَاهُمْ مَلَكْ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him a malak, another angel, to end that dispute. And what how they ended that dispute? فَقَالَ لَهُمْ عَلَى صُورَةِ آدَمِي in a form of a human being. فَجَعَلُوهُ بَيْنَهُمْ حَكَمًا They said, look, we want you to settle this for us. And he said to them, قِيسُ مَا بَيْنَ الْأَرْضَيْنِ Why don't you measure the distance from where he is to both of these lands? And whatever you find him closer, take him. If he's still closer to where he left, he's doomed. If he's closer to where he's going, then you know what? He was almost there, so he's okay, he's safe. فَقَالَ قِيسُ مَا بَيْنَ الْأَرْضَيْنِ فَإِلَىٰ أَيِّهِمْ كَانَ أَدْنَى فَهُوَ لَهُ فَقَاسُوا فَوَجَدُوهُ أَدْنَى إِلَىٰ الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي أَرَادَ So when they measured it, they find him closer to the one he was heading to, which means he's safe. In another narration, it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the earth to kind of like shrink a little bit in his favor, to bring him to his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَبَضَتْهُ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةِ So he was taken by the angels of mercy. Now, what we learn from this, jama'ah, the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with what? The journey starts with the heart. before even your feet, before your feet even actually start the journey, you travel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this heart. If the heart is in the right place, the feet will follow. Your eyes will follow. Your ears will follow. You will listen to the right thing. You will hear the right thing. You will see the right thing. You will do the right thing. But the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always starts with the heart. And that is something, unfortunately, in an extremely busy world, overconnected, overwhelming with information, we don't have moments of silence where we can sit down and listen to the voice of our heart. We don't even get a chance to connect with our heart. Like to sit down and just see where your heart is, how I feel. Am I connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Is my heart worrying about the dunya? Worrying more about Allah's pleasure with me or not? Where am I? How is my heart reacting to these matters? Similarly, when I sit down, I reflect on the day, on this day. Try it out before you go to sleep tonight. Sit down quietly before you go to bed. And reflect on your day. Just see it from the beginning to the end. Will you be satisfied? Did you gain anything from this day that will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you done anything that you consider significant enough for you to say, alhamdulillah, I hope this one will increase my records with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If not, you have a golden opportunity in that moment to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. Hopefully, all this will be erased. So that will be all erased, and you will start fresh with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you go to sleep. And remember what the Prophet mentioned in the hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors of tawbah are all open. At night, for those who sin during the day, and during the day, for those who sin during the night. So this is now a moment for us to reflect on what we have done throughout the day, and remember that journey to Allah starts from the heart. And then the feet will follow, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts always connected to Allah azza wa jal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to return back to Him in repentance, day and night. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us the best of our deed. Forgive us our shortcoming. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overlook our mistakes, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, ya Allah. We ask Allah azza wa ta'ala to give them victory that He promised, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate their suffering, ya Allah. Ya Rabbi, they have no one else left to help them and support them except for you, ya Rabbi. We ask you to be there for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. When the whole world let them down, we ask you, ya Rabbana, that you don't leave them alone, ya Allah. We ask you to make it easy on them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Restore peace and tranquility into their lives, ya Allah. Strengthen their iman, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rahman, ya Rahim, alhamdulillah. Salla Nabi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Any question, Jama'ah? Right, bismillah. Do you have chai tonight? Do you have chai tonight or not? Do you guys have chai tonight or we don't have chai outside?